calls as we are keeping our eyes all over the place. Zohran Mahdani is set to speak in a moment. We'll potentially bring that to you. We'll also be keeping our eye on the White House because President Trump is meeting with the new leader of Syria. Many of you guys know he's a former Al-Qaeda terrorist. And I say former, very light, of course, like not a serious tone, because there's no such freaking thing, but that's what everyone wants to call it these days. So we'll be fair and balanced. Just kidding, terrorist. Anyways, so we'll keep our eye on that and we'll bring it to you as it continues to develop. We'll also be taking your calls, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. Give me a ring if there's a story we've covered that you wanted to discuss. We'll be hearing from you, of course. And we'll be going through the calls as well as bouncing around from news stories that we still have flagged for you to keep things interesting. I'll also be playing a soundbite in a little bit as well from Harmy Dillon. She's telling Catherine Heritage that there's a new hate. It looks like it's going to be a hate crime investigation underway for DeCarlos Brown. Now, he's the individual who's accused of killing that Ukrainian refugee on that train in North Carolina. I'll be breaking that story down for you in just a little bit as well. Plus, President Trump is apparently telling those within our own government that no. People who are overweight, who are trying to come into our country and obtain visas, don't let them in. That's what the president is now saying in regards to all of that. So we'll get into the details in the third hour of the show. We're excited that you guys are all with us, of course. A lot to dig into. I'm also excited because tomorrow on this show, we're going to have Stuart Rhodes in studio. Stuart Rhodes will be here. There's a lot to talk about with him. For those of you, obviously, you know that Stuart Rhodes is the founder of the Oath Keepers, but most importantly, he's actually an incredible criminal defense attorney. Yeah, I don't think people realize that. He went to Ivy League school. He's a very, very smart guy. Was one of the first people when I was doing all my J6 investigative work and talking to the guys who were in prison and in jail. He was one of the first people to say, what you see happening to me playing out in my trial is what they are trying to do to President Trump. And he was right. They were laying out the blueprint through Stuart Rhodes. And they were trying their very best to use that against President Trump. It was a well-orchestrated effort. For those of you who didn't realize, why were they going after Stuart Rhodes, a guy who didn't go into the Capitol? Well, it was because they were trying their very best to make it seem like J6 was a well-orchestrated event that took place with people who were allies to President Trump, who believed in the same things President Trump believed in. And they wanted to say that President Trump was pulling all the strings. So he'll be here in studio tomorrow to sound off on that, because I've got a lot to ask him. And I don't think me and Stuart have actually done an in-person interview. We've done virtual, remote. We've had dinner, but I've actually never had him in studio. So this will be good. This will be great. Stuart Rhodes is one of the incredible patriots who we do truly appreciate, of course. And it'll be good to have him on the show. You guys, if you're on hold right now, stay put. Don't go anywhere because we're going to try to work our way down the list and try to get to everyone on hold as we continue to dig through these stories. Like I mentioned, we got our eye right now in the White House. President Trump meeting with the leader of Syria in just a few moments. We'll bring that to you, of course, to be fair and balanced. But as of right now, there's no action outside the White House. We've got the live shot ready to go. When he does make his way in, we'll go straight to that. Also, Zohran Mahdani is expected to speak, probably something really hateful. So we'll bring it to you when he does do just that. But we're keeping our eyes on a lot of things. I've also got a lot of stories to break down for you in just a few moments, of course. And then I also wanted to highlight a couple of other things as well. We'll do that all in the third hour of the program. If you haven't done so already, you got to head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now, because we're giving you a head start on your Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales. Head on over to the shop because we have 25% off site wide, of course. And also methylene, everyone keeps laughing at me. Methylene blue is buy one, get one free right now. Only got a couple more hours left in that sale. So head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. Now is the time to start grabbing these items before we sell out. But most importantly, get a head start on your Christmas list. Don't wait until the very last minute. And the best part about this, you give these gifts to your loved ones. Not only will they appreciate it, especially these really cool sweaters, but also you'll be supporting us in our very next effort, whatever that means. Our next effort to continue to bring you all of the truths in this information battle. So head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now and take a look around. It makes for a great Christmas gift. Plus, you're helping us in this fight. All right, guys, more to unpack in just a few moments.
I also notice your cup is stained blue on the inside.
I've been caught.
You got a little, did you get find some methylene blue floating around here?
I did, man. I commandeered some from Harrison's office.
Yeah, it's jonestargot.com. Check out the supplements we have, 25% off apparel. Methylene blue, you can get for 50% off if you get a subscription and you never run out. So,
amen.
I know Stuart's going to be looking for a bottle. I'm going to go try to track one down for him. While
if you don't mind, I have a bottle that fills. Too.
You like? Oh, you like both. What do you like better?
You know what? I like them both.
Okay.
When I'm traveling, the pills definitely.
Yeah.
It's easier.
Yeah, it's not gonna. You're not worried about it breaking open or.
No, like on the way over here, I took a couple.
Yeah.
You know, while I'm driving.
Yeah. So with driving, did you feel more alert while you were driving? Or
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I took a couple shots while I'm in here. And in lieu of coffee, you guys ran out of coffee, so I went and got some methylene blue.
That's all he needs is a little methylene blue.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited that you're all joining us today. A lot happening. We're keeping our eyes on everything, plus taking your calls. So if you haven't done so already, give me a ring, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. We're talking about the stories that we've discussed so far on this show. We also got our eyes on the White House waiting for the Syrian leader, is what they're telling us to call him, make his way into the White House. He is supposed to be there now, running possibly a little behind, but we will bring that to you once he makes his way in. But for now, in the meantime, of course, we're going to take some of your calls. I know some of you have been waiting for a very long time, so let's start at the very top. Adam in Fort Worth, welcome to the show. We're excited to have you on. What is on your mind?
I've been listening to this show for 17 to Alex Jones for 17 years, and I bought some items from the InfoWars store. I mean, the Alex Jones store, some tinfoil hat kit, a hat, and a t-shirt, autism. Extra strength autism, and I'm very satisfied with those items, and I'm on a fixed income, and I can still purchase things from the alexjonesstore.com. So if anybody should do it. But my question is, not a question. It's just we were over the Democrats under Obama were trying to overthrow Syria for years. I mean, they used false flags. John Kerry, I remember that in 2012. And all these, and we put the enemy in U.S.-backed Al-Qaeda, I mean CIA-backed Al-Qaeda, and we funded them in the 80s after in the 90s. And I just think, why are we putting up with this? I mean, why do you think Trump's allowing to meet with this guy? You would think he wouldn't put up with it. What do you think about that?
Yeah. I honestly, Adam, am really disappointed because I don't understand why we're allowing this to happen. We just had a $10 million bounty on his head just a little over a year ago. And so to go from that to this is pretty gut-wrenching. I think maybe there's a deal that they're probably cooking up. Maybe they'll announce something probably to do with the military base, if I just had a guess. Of course, my opinion, and I don't have any inside information on that, but I'm assuming it's probably a military base is where we're going with that, but I don't think it's worth it. I don't think it's worth it. I think that, especially on the 250th birthday of the Marine Corps, I don't think that you celebrate by allowing this person into the White House at all. He is an evil man. He is someone who is obviously has declared his loyalty to spreading Islam and conquering. And so, again, they use violence. Like, why would we allow someone like this? And the Christians who were just slaughtered in Syria just a few months ago, we saw it all play out on social media. What does this mean? I mean, you know, President Trump's doing a great job at speaking up and being an advocate for those. There you go. Reuters breaking that there is probably going to be a airbase. Interesting. But, you know, just to highlight this again and again, we sit here and talk about the Christians in Nigeria who are being slaughtered. You know, I've got a reporter who we are hopefully going to have on soon who's literally there right now. The internet service, though, isn't the best, but I want him on the show. But I cheerleaded and I celebrated for the president when he said that he was going to save those Christians. But what about those in Syria? We look the other way on that. And of course, our government was a part of all of this, of course. But I don't think we voted for a president to be in line with whatever the CIA's agenda was in that. So yeah, I don't know. It's extremely discouraging, but every time I see, you know, the Syria's name pop up in alliance with this administration, I see that we're advocating for them to get their sanctions taken away over at the UN as well. We are also removing sanctions. When I see what's going on with the access that Qatar now has, I'm seeing what's the Saudi Arabia leaders are obviously doing and how they're coming into the United States. I don't like any of it. I don't like any of it. You know, people over there have declared war against us, and we have just time and time again looked the other way, thinking that these people want to do business with us, but they don't. They don't. So, Adam, yeah, it's a bit discouraging on my end, I have to say. And I try my best to be as fair as possible. I do. But thank you for calling, Adam. We appreciate your time, and we appreciate your support over at thealexjonesstore.com. And in fact, I have to go grab a couple more hoodies too, so I'll do that. Probably right after the show, of course. But I want to go to Concerned Citizen as well, because I see that you are very like-minded on the topic. So let's go there. Concerned Citizen, what is on your mind?
Well, good morning, Brianna.
Good morning.
First of all, you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
The nascent iodine, let's do a plug real quick. The nascent iodine is one of the best products you guys have ever put out. I've used it for over 10 years.
Uh-huh.
But the methylene blue has now surpassed that, so...
Ah.
Those two items are awesome. If anybody hasn't got them, get out there and do it.
Thank you for that.
The ostriches up there, what a sad story that was. Just goes to show you where we're headed. Now, as far as the resident of Syria coming to town, I told your guy there that if you pull up some old photos of Jihad John and put them side by side with this guy, I think we found our culprit.
Yeah, possibly.
It's 20 eyes and his stature. He's a pretty big guy. But if you remember those days, looks like the guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, nothing surprises me. I just don't understand why we allow it. I'm sure we'll get the picture up soon. I just don't understand why we even allow this. There you go.
Well, it's pretty obvious. The bankers are financing both sides, mm-hmm. and have been for the whole time. So.
Yeah.
That's why we're dealing with this.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and it's nothing that I want. And it's just, he's playing, there was a video that was posted online. I don't know if you saw this, but of him playing basketball with our service members, like high up officials. I mean, I don't even know how we allow that. We pretend like this is okay. This guy has declared war on us. Like, what are we doing here? There's nothing worth it. There's nothing worth it. And there, it's just such a, especially today being it's the 250th birthday of the Marines, obviously. This is not something that I want to see, and I don't celebrate it, but we're obviously going to watch it and be fair and balanced and bring it to you when it begins. But again, I just want to make it clear, I don't support this, and I think that this is a real mistake and a misstep on the Trump administration's behalf. You might be onto something, and they have biometrics, so they would know better than anyone. They could run his eyes, and they'd be able to tell us, truthfully. They'd be able to tell us. But what a joke for these Islamists, these terrorists who have declared war on the West, to sit here and watch what's about to unravel today. You know that they're all just laughing. How stupid America is. How stupid. How stupid. This is exactly what's happening behind closed doors. So really not surprising. Really not surprising. Let's turn to Sean, Rhode Island. Sean, I hear you have something in regards to stamps, or it's probably, is that SNAP's benefits? I can't see the screen's far away. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Brianna. You're the best.
Thank you, Sean.
I'm a mailman. I walk down the street every day. I put mail in mailboxes. And the SNAP benefits that are not being paid, I can definitely see a transition in the people's mentality. And it's absolutely unbelievable what I've been seeing the last couple weeks over here in this hellhole that they call Rhode Island.
yeah, I'm sure. What are people saying though about it specifically? When you're talking to people, are they talking about this?
100%. Like, you know, you see all the videos that are on TikTok and X and this, that, and the other about people robbing. We're getting real close to that date. Like, it's going to happen in the next couple of days.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like they're going to have the funding soon. I know I've seen the reports that they say that they're close to possibly being, you know, good to go on that. So we'll keep our eye on it. But again, yeah, I mean, there are people who need it. And I truly believe that those people, those Americans, I hate saying people, Americans should 1,000% have access to it. But again, I mean, there are so many people who have taken advantage of it, and it's gut-wrenching to continue to see. But, you know, I'm on board with all of this. I think it's time that for those who need it, they need to have access to these benefits. Our elderly, our disabled, absolutely. But now would be a great time to get rid of those who have abused the system. We're watching all these videos on TikTok, and it's just so infuriating. I could probably play them every day on the show. I just choose not to because it will really send people over the edge. But how, you know, you're a working person, I'm a working person. We all work for a living to support our families and those that we love and ourselves. And so to sit here and watch people who have to take advantage of the system and are getting a chunk of our taxpayer money because they just don't want to work, it's infuriating. But yeah, no, I agree. We need to keep those who actually need help in our prayers and just remind them, go to church, go to whatever you guys can to gain access. A lot of food banks that also have access as well. So I would highly recommend everyone going there. So that's just my suggestion. Sean, thank you for calling and thank you for waiting on hold. We appreciate it. Folks, if you're on hold right now, stay put. We're going to keep diving into stories, flipping back and forth and keeping our eye on the White House as well. But I wanted to hit this story because I know I discussed it earlier. Clip 7, Harmy Dillon sat down with Catherine Heritage, who's independent these days. As many of you guys know, the government targeted her, of course, for being such a truth seeker. And here she is now independent, of course. But I wanted to remind you guys all about that horrific stabbing that took place in North Carolina on that train. As many of you guys know, the individual who's accused of committing that act, obviously we saw him. So I say accused lightly, of course, but he does have the presumptions of innocence until proven guilty. The suspect himself is DeCarlos Brown Jr. He is accused of killing the Iranian refugee. Well, it now looks like, according to Harmeet, we'll play the clip, that they are now looking over the DOJ to investigate this as a hate crime, given the comments that were made in the aftermath of her stabbing. Take a listen to how Harmeet details just that.
On August 22nd, a Ukrainian refugee, Irina Zarudska, was stabbed to death on mass transit. Is the Civil Rights Division investigating Irina Zarudska's murder?
The United States Department of Justice Civil Rights Division works hand in hand with the U.S. Attorney's offices around the country. There are 94 of them. And so the day that happened, the next day, I think I did speak to the U.S. Attorney. U.S. Attorney is working with us on that. We are gathering evidence. We are in touch with the FBI about the interview of the suspect in that case. He's entitled to his presumption of innocence, of course, but we are investigating it as a potential hate crime due to the remarks made by the defendant.
I was just going to ask you, in the security video, it's alleged that the defendant, DeCarlos Brown Jr., can be heard muttering, "I got that white girl." Have your investigators been able to confirm that he made that statement?
I can't comment on the evidence that we've uncovered, but I will say that any incident involving apparent racial animus is investigated by the DOJ as a potential hate crime.
Interesting to hear all of that. Of course, we're keeping our eye on it, but that's the first time we've got the confirmation that this is being looked at as a potential hate crime. As many of you guys know, I've told you on this show, the suspect has suffered with schizophrenia for many years. It's well documented. He has been professionally treated, obviously not efficiently enough, but through the criminal justice system, they just continue to throw these people, not even justice system anymore, the system that allows criminals, violent criminals, to continue to reoffend, they threw him back onto the streets. But he does, according to his sister, have a history of having these schizophrenic attacks. Sadly, his sister was also on the receiving end of one of his attacks as well. So we'll continue to follow it as it goes through. The DOJ also seeking the death penalty, it looks like, in that case as well. Pam Bondi floating that idea out there. So we'll continue to follow it. I wanted to shift gears, though, to the DHS, because DHS is weighing in on potentially using bounty hunters for illegal aliens. The Trump administration is considering a bounty hunter program to locate and apprehend illegal aliens, which would reward any type of successful captures per a federal contracting site. And this was posted, it looks like, on October 31st. DHS and ICE posted a request for information on the government's online contracting portal to potentially have any access to these private bounty hunters, these firms. So that's a really interesting angle to all of this. Why not? Why not allow bounty hunters to go out there and help ICE, especially given the fact that we know Democrats are doing their best to try to stop ICE agents from receiving funding? You might as well go out there if you got some bounty hunters willing to help out. So, yeah, I'd say that sounds like a great idea. We'll continue to follow it, of course, as that develops. But I want to go to clip 14 for you guys because we just got this in. DHS has done an incredible job at going through all the lies that the left's spewing about what ICE is doing and how they're making these arrests. And they now do these segments where they show the media's reporting on it, the corporate media lies, and then they offer the rebuttal. But most importantly, they show you the evidence. Like, we've seen the clips before of, you know, these so-called peaceful protesters being attacked by ICE agents, but they show you a snippet. And then ICE goes and gets the whole footage, and they give you the full update as to what was actually happening. So let's take a look at clip 14 and what they're debunking right now.
Hi, I'm Lauren Biss, Deputy Assistant Secretary at the Department of Homeland Security. And I'm here to set the record straight on a few fake news stories from this week. First, we have the LA Times reporting that our law enforcement officers arrested a father and drove off with his baby. Let me tell you what is missing from this headline. While Border Patrol conducted a targeted immigration enforcement operation, a U.S. citizen exited his vehicle wielding a hammer and threw rocks at law enforcement while he had a child in his car. He was arrested for assault, and during his arrest, a pistol, which was stolen out of the state of New York, was found in his car. The individual also has an active warrant for property damage. Next on the list, we have a fake news story almost all major outlets in local Chicago media ran with, that ICE raided a daycare to arrest a preschool teacher. ICE law enforcement did not target a daycare. Officers attempted to conduct a targeted traffic stop of this female illegal alien from Colombia. Officers attempted to pull over this vehicle, which was registered to a female illegal alien with sirens and emergency lights. But the male driver refused to pull the vehicle over. Law enforcement pursued the vehicle before the illegal alien sped into a shopping plaza where he and the female passenger fled the vehicle. They ran into a daycare and attempted to barricade themselves inside, recklessly endangering the children inside. The illegal alien female was arrested inside a vestibule, not in the daycare. Let me be clear. ICE is not targeting daycares or schools.
All right, as we broke that story to you guys yesterday, actually, no, sorry, Friday, with Dan Lyman, our InfoWars reporter, he debunked that. That's why you watch InfoWars, because, of course, we sift through the lies and we tell you the truth, and that's exactly what Dan Lyman does every single day over at the InfoWars.com website itself. But I want to get back to your calls. We're switching back and forth. We're keeping our eye again on the White House. I'll bring that to you once it begins. But I want to go to Carrie in Kentucky, because Carrie, it sounds like you have a lot to say in regards to the 20 pardons that were released. Last night we saw, you know, Ed Martin drop the list, and I was very excited for this. So welcome to the show, Carrie.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Brianna.
Good morning.
Thank you. Yes, I follow you, and then I also follow Jenna Ellis.
Yeah.
And I was listening to her show this morning, and you could just tell in her voice that she was so ecstatic. Mm-hmm. About the presidential pardon from President Trump, and also for the other, I think it was 20 of them, I believe. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I saw another post on X, and that's what's prompted me to call. Mm-hmm. It looks, even though Trump has pardoned him, it looks like the state of Arizona may still pursue to prosecute these people. Mm-hmm. And my take on it is, doesn't a presidential pardon trump, no pun intended, trump the state's prosecution, his pardon, doesn't it trump the state's prosecution? I don't know if you are answer that.
I can break that down for you. Absolutely. Okay, so we actually have the clip, too, and I'm going to go back to that so we can play that for you, too. But it's a great question. I'm glad you actually asked it. Well, first off, good to hear that Jenna Ellis is grateful for that. I don't like how she treated President Trump or the members, obviously, who were her co-defendants as well. None of them did anything wrong, and there was no reason to throw them under the bus or issue an apology or admit guilt when there was no guilt of any crimes. And I know this because I spoke to patriots on the phone who were co-defendants, and all of them said, even lawyers, said, no, we're not going to take a plea deal because President Trump did nothing wrong. And so I was actually shocked to see her name on the list, but President Trump obviously not holding back in any type of remorse or any type of hatred towards her. So that was good to see. I also want to highlight too, the Arizona AG, as you mentioned, that's the fake electors case. She's been slapped with a lot of losses on the court side of all of this because she was saying that these were fake electors, even though that was not true. And so now the Arizona AG, Chris Mays, in clip one, is now more welcoming of the decision possibly to not continue to prosecute these individuals. Take a listen to that clip.
I want to end with the next 2 weeks. You have a decision to make on the so-called fake electors case. Supreme Court has said either you appeal it or it is gone. it is over. What are you going to do?
So I'm not going to announce that on your show.
A Maricopa County judge's ruling in May delivered a serious setback to May's prosecutors. If she doesn't decide to keep going by November 21st, the Arizona Supreme Court will toss out the case.
The one thing I do know for sure, Bram, is that I am so proud of the prosecutors and investigators in the Attorney General's office, and I'm proud of the work we did on that case.
Similar fake electors prosecutions in other states, stemming from alleged attempts to subvert Joe Biden's election victory in 2020, are also on thin ice.
You told me about a month or two ago, when I asked you the same question in very strong terms, isn't standing up for democracy important enough?
Exactly.
And so it sounded to me like you weren't going to give it up.
I mean, look, I certainly don't want to give it up. It is certainly not something that I want to do.
Okay, so Carrie, as you heard there, it's not looking good for her. She is likely going to have to drop this case, and I'm excited for that to happen. There's a bunch of people on that list who I'm personally friends with, and they are great people, and I cannot wait, because usually when it's an ongoing investigation, you have to hold off and you can't do media, but they have wanted to speak out and in their own defense for quite some time now, and they haven't been able to do that. So once they are officially done with this persecution, we have many people who are going to be coming on this show to talk and speak out and detail what's been happening behind the scenes. But I'm glad you brought that up, because it's really important, Carrie, that we talk about that, because so many people were targeted. And the financial burden, too, on top of the everything else, has completely devastated a lot of these people. So once that is final, Carrie, we'll have some of those people on this show to speak out, because they were wronged by the Arizona AG. And so we look forward to giving them a platform. Carrie, I have about 30 seconds. If there's anything else you wanted to say before we wrap.
It makes sense to me. I figured these people were probably under a court gag order to where they couldn't defend. So, yes, I appreciate that. But, just keep doing what you're doing, Brianna. You do a great job. All y'all at InfoWars.
Thank you. Yeah, we try our very best. And we're trying to be fair and balanced when it comes to these things. I know a lot of people don't like hearing both sides of an argument or both sides of a story. But I do my best to try to tell you everything. So if you ever have to go out there and debate those on the left, you know in advance what they're going to tell you. So thank you, Carrie. We appreciate that. Folks, if you haven't done so already, you can give us a call. I'm going to be going through the calls, obviously, in the next half of the show as well. So if you're on hold, stay put. I'm trying this new thing out where we pop over a couple of stories. You go back to the callers. We'll see how it goes. You can let me know, of course, if you're on X as well. Give me a shout on a tweet. We appreciate to hear from you, of course. But if you haven't done so already, you want to call in, give us a ring, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. And again, let me remind you, we have an incredible sale going on right now over at the alexjonesstore.com. So when you head on over there, take a look around. It's 25% off site-wide. And it's our early Black Friday Cyber Monday sale. And we have that buy one, get one free on methylene blue. It's only going on for a couple more hours. We got the clock up on the top of the website. So don't miss out. Now is the time to do just that. Head on over to the alexjonesstore.com. All right, when we come back, I'll detail that story that I did tease for you in regards to President Trump issuing a directive to the State Department to not allow those who are overweight into the country. Obviously, he didn't put it in terms like that. That's me just being a jerk. But it's people who have issues regarding diabetes and other issues. He doesn't want them coming to the U.S. to try to get some free medical services here. I'll break that down for you in just a few moments. Head on over again, galaxjonesstore.com. Download the app if you haven't done so either. And I'll be right back in just a few moments. Don't go anywhere.
I have said thousands of times, and I have said this hundreds of times to Trump personally, sometimes 5-6 times when I'm talking to him, please stop saying it's on accident. Please stop saying they're incompetent. We can send you all the documents. It's on purpose. Here's who runs it. Here's who does it. Now, that was 8-9 years ago, and off and on throughout that. Now he's got all his advisors, or most of them, and all the evidence, and you hear him more and more saying, the Democrats are kamikazes. It's all on purpose. They hate America. They're Satanists. They want to bring us down. It's all premeditated. Yes, 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 because it's the truth. And when you tell the public, oh, they're idiots. Oh, they don't know what they're doing. Oh, they're so incompetent. Yeah, their constituents are, but not the people running it. It's the exact same leftist New World Order, BlackRock, UN, WEF program all over the frickin' world. It is a premeditated evil attack in their own damn words. They are villains. It's not like, oh, they're just misguided fools. No, this is on purpose, people. That's what the Great Reset is. They're doing it on purpose. It's on purpose, on purpose, on purpose, on purpose, on purpose. So, this is what they do. They're scum. The opposite of competence. The opposite of trying to deliver success and excellence. Because they want to demoralize you and break your will. Remember how Gavin Newsom went, yeah, we could clean up San Francisco and L.A. anytime we want, but we only did it for Xi Jinping. He just went, and as soon as he's gone, we're going to have everybody crap everywhere and murder and kill and zombie and needles everywhere. You remember? You want to see the clip?
I know folks say, oh, they're just cleaning up this place because all those fancy leaders are coming into town. That's true. Because it's true.
Because they love rubbing it in. Well, of course now San Francisco's had crime growing out 98% in the last month, and it's totally clean. Yeah, we could have done it all along. But we ain't doing it for you, you dumb sacks of garbage. If the globalists are successful and we're in a giant collapse depression and you leftists are starving to death later, just remember you and your bosses did this. We're going back to feudalism, which is the most common political system in history, where the elites all over the world, whether it was in Africa or Asia or Europe or Mesoamerica, they kept people starving and under control and super poor so that they could never move out of that lower slave class. And America has been about getting rid of that. Doesn't mean we've been perfect, but damn it, we've done the best job. And they want to flush that down the toilet. Ooh, and they're close to crashing the whole thing. And it's going to crash the whole world economy with 9 million people. And all the actuaries are clear. War, carnage. I mean, it's just going to be hell whole world. And the globalists said they're engineering it. And they believe they'll bring in their world government through that. But a lot of experts went, no, actually, you're all going to get destroyed too. That's why a lot of elites said, pull back, it's too crazy, don't do it. Exactly. Even if you're evil and agree with the plan, it won't work. It's over. Disengage it now. It may already be too late. Trump's trying to save us, but you won't get out of the way.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited that you're all joining us. Final lap of the show for today. We got a lot still to cover. So buckle in tight. If you've called us, stay on hold. We're going to try to work our way through the entire list, of course. But I wanted to get to some news that just happened a moment ago for you MAHA lovers out here. This is a big one. RFK Jr. announced that the FDA is beginning to remove the broad black box warnings from hormone replacement therapies, it looks like, or they're going to initiate that. Let's take a listen to the announcement that was just made moments ago.
For more than two decades, the American medical establishment turns its back on women. Millions of women were told to fear the very therapy that could have given them strength, peace, and dignity through one of life's most difficult transitions, menopause. That ends today. The FDA is initiating the removal of a broad black box warnings from hormone replacement therapy products for menopause. We're challenging outdated thinking and recommitting to evidence-based medicine that empowers rather than restricts. When prescribed responsibly and started early, hormone replacement therapy transforms the lives of women. Hormone replacement therapy has been found to reduce the risks of cardiovascular disease and mortality by as much as 50%. Alzheimer's disease by 35%, bone fractures by 50 to 60%, as well as reducing cognitive decline and all-cause mortality. In other words, extending the lives for as much as 10 years.
Okay, so that's good to hear. At least they're, you know, changing up the way they do things around there over at HHS, and we're excited to hear that. We'll continue to follow it as it develops. But I want to pop over to another story that just, you know, it keeps continues to develop. As many of you guys know, Jeff Clark, friend of mine, an incredible patriot who was just pardoned late last night by President Donald J. Trump, says that he received a phone call, and he says this on X Friday night from President Trump. He called me and told me that he was going to pardon me on the federal level, of course, saying it was totally unexpected and I never lobbied for any form of pardon. Of course, the president has a way of doing just that. You know, Jeff Clark was someone who was heavily targeted, still is to this day. And he's fighting the good fight. They're also trying to disbar him in Washington, D.C. He's pushing back, of course, but, you know, he goes into detail about the battle he's had to take on. And then he, you know, is really in need. Not only just prayers, but he also needs donations to his legal fight because it's very expensive. They've tried to wipe out Jeff Clark. And so that's what this tweet is all about. Again, he's giving thanks to President Trump for the pardon, which the pardon would terminate the lawfare totally, but it doesn't. Again, they are seeking to disbar him. And if you're looking to help out Jeff Clark, it's givesendgo.com/Jeff Clark. That's where he's looking to receive some assistance in this ongoing battle. So happy for Jeff. It's just not over, sadly. Also, breaking news that we wanted to get to, the Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case addressing whether states may count ballots that arrive after Election Day. The RNC and Mississippi Libertarian Party challenged the state's law permitting the counting of ballots postmarked by Election Day. And they're saying that they should arrive within 5 days, of course, and they're now challenging that. So that's good news. This is a big one. So the Supreme Court's going to hear this case. This is one of the many things that Democrats, of course, do to try to push back and to steal our elections. So this is a fight that's worth fighting, and it's good to see the Supreme Court at least taking this one up. As you know, our elections continue to be under siege. I want to also point you to the story that I've been teasing all day today. President Trump apparently sending over a directive to the State Department. Now, according to this report, they are looking for President Trump, or President Trump's looking for them to possibly reject those with medical conditions on grounds that they could be a domestic health, or they could take in domestic health care resources. Specifically, it's people who have possibly certain cancers, diabetes, mental health conditions, respiratory diseases, heart issues. He wants them to potentially reject those people because, of course, a lot of people come to the U.S. for free health care who don't live in this country. I remember when I was living in New York, we had so many stories, people going crazy saying, why are we doing this to ourselves? So again, we'll continue to follow that story as well. All right, I'm going to go back to taking some calls right this moment. Let's turn to, who's the recent one? All right, Leslie in Nevada. Welcome to the show, Leslie.
Hi, Brianna. Great to talk to you again.
Great to have you on the phone today, Leslie. Thank you for calling in.
Of course. First, I really want to talk about how much I love the Optimal Human Superfood Green when it's combined with methylene blue in a cup of coffee and a vitamin C and zinc. That's my breakfast every morning, and I tell you what, I couldn't run a farm without it. It's amazing.
I love to hear that. Well, thank you for sharing that with us, Leslie. We appreciate it, of course. And folks, now's a good time to re-up if you need it. It's 25% off site-wide over at thealexjonesstore.com. So thank you for that, Leslie. I know a lot of people would love that information, of course. But I hear you have some other things you'd like to talk about, so I'll let you take the floor.
Absolutely. Witches for Trump is really upset about all the chemtrailing going on in the Las Vegas Valley. Mm-hmm. I recommend that anybody coming to Las Vegas right now not go outside. It's early in our morning, about, you know, an hour later than you, but we've already got streaking, these long, smeary gray clouds. And we're not supposed to have any cloud cover at all this time of year in Nevada. Mm-hmm. Our flag is blue because that's the color of our sky, supposedly 360 days out of the year. But since the geoengineering started, our weather looks almost like West Virginia or Atlanta, Georgia. And it shouldn't look that way because we don't have that kind of green space. here in the desert. It should be clear. Mm-hmm. And what worries me really significantly, is this chemically induced rain is falling on damaged soils, and especially Lake Mead. All of Las Vegas sewer goes into Lake Mead to be cleaned and recycled and piped back into Las Vegas. That's why those people are crazy. That water is so toxic. We found another 50 cremated piles of dead bodies lying about in Lake Mead that had to be scooped up and disposed of. There's so much filthy stuff going on with the water that I can't believe that we're actually paying our good tax dollars to filthy up our air and water even more. And I know that Kennedy has spoken out against this. I know that Jones has talked about the chemtrailing stopping, but it's going on harder than ever in Las Vegas. And it's dangerous. There are so many people out here with COPD, and yes, we have problems with dust, but our biggest issue is dust falling out of the sky on top of our heads. Mm-hmm. It's a combination of aluminum and barium. And barium is B-A, aluminum is A-L. I know it sounds crazy, but as a witch, I know this is important. It spells Baal. They're literally dumping a satanic deity powder on top of us. It's making us crazy, too.
Yeah.
I mean, we all hear about the problems with aluminum. Well, the aluminum is raining out of the sky. We don't have to get it from our skillets anymore. It's falling down on top of us. The bees have Alzheimer's so bad, they can't get back to their little hives. There's no problem as dangerous and as imperative as the geoengineering, because they are literally bombing us with nanoparticulate matter that's going to make us so stupid that we can't fight back. That is the plan. That's why all the vaccines are designed to make us stupid. And the food is addicted to make us stupid. The media makes us stupid. It's because you can't run a Western society unless your population has an average IQ of 100.
Yeah.
And they dumbed us all down, those stupid vaccine shots. Between the fluoride and the vaccine, most Americans who were born between 1954 and 1970 lost almost 30 IQ points. Do you know what most people can do with 30 IQ points? You'll be as smart as Elon Musk if you had an extra 30, because I know you're probably 120 already, right?
I don't know. I haven't gotten tested. My parents did test me, though. They told me it was high, but they don't have any proof of how high I got. They did in elementary school, though. But yeah, I would love to know. And you know, I just want to piggyback on that. First off, you're 1,000% right. And my friend, mm-hmm. I was at the supermarket with my friend, and I only get organic. And she's like, "Oh, it doesn't even matter anymore, Brianna. Everything's in the air. It doesn't matter." And I'm like, "Oh, you're so right." I'm seeing like, and it's like so frustrating because we want to make healthier choices for ourselves and our personal health, but we can't. But we can't, because the reality of it is they've just now flooded us with all these chemicals. And it's really upsetting. You know, I have a great friend, Darla Shine, who's constantly covering this on X, all of the chem issues that we have right now, the chemtrails. And it's just, it's gut-wrenching. But, you know, it's interesting, too, to see everyone's comparison to chemtrails now that the government shut down to what they were prior to the government being funded. And so there's definitely mm-hmm. something there, Leslie. I don't think it's a crazy idea. I know a lot of my friends, when I start talking about this, they think it's crazy. I don't think it's crazy. I think they're intentionally doing this to us.
Well, okay. And so the problem we have, especially here in Nevada, is we have something called the DRI Institute. Desert Research Institute, DRI. It's out of Reno. And that's where the funding is coming from to keep up with the geoengineering. Because I've noticed the plane activity here around Las Vegas hasn't died down like it has in other places. And I know that Vegas is, we are the Harry Reid corruption machine here in Vegas, and nobody needs to make any sort of bones about it. It was corrupt from stem to stern. It was started by the mob, and it's continued by the government mob. And those planes are flying on schedule here. I don't know where the DRI Institute gets their money, but somebody needs to look into it, because they're the ones trashing our atmosphere. And people wonder why, when they come to Las Vegas, they get such terrible hangovers. I mean, yeah, they're being served cheap booze, right, but they're drinking this nasty, overfiltered water, and they are running around under these geoengineered skies. Mm-hmm. And the combination of loading up on bad toxic foods, because that's what everybody does when they come to Vegas. They eat all the crap they're not supposed to eat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Drink everything they're not supposed to drink and do everything they're not supposed to do. And that pulls their immune system down to the point where when this geoengineering starts settling down on them, when they're outside at night, right, partying because it's finally a little bit cooler outside, and that's when they get that dose. When you look out into the night sky in Nevada, it looks like you're in a snow globe.
Mm.
There is so much matter falling, and we can't hide from it. There is no ventilation system that we can slap on our face that's going to keep us from nanoparticulate pollution if we can't walk around in one of those hazmat suits with negative air pressure, because that's what it would take. We're soaking it up in our skin. We wonder why we're wrinkling faster. Well, if you've got nanoparticulate aluminum seeping into your skin, tearing up your collagen, of course that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Unless we stop the geoengineering, nothing else matters. Because like Kennedy said, the only dream of a sick person is to get healthy. The only dream of a sick planet is to get healthy. And it starts with stopping them dumping this filth in our skies. Why can't we just, who is it that doesn't have the huevos to just go out and shut this stuff down? Who are we so afraid of?
Yeah.
Death is a lie anyway. We're all going to be eternal as soon as we ditch this meat suit. Thank you, Jesus. So what are we scared of? I don't get it.
Yeah.
Why won't someone stand up?
Yeah, Leslie, I don't know why. I think we have a conglomerate of cowards who make their way into these elected positions, and they don't have the cojones to stick up for the American people. And Leslie, I'm all on board for what you just said there. I mean, this is definitely something that should be a top issue. And one would think, given the MAHA movement, that this is. And so I do hope public pressure really does push back on that one. Thank you for calling, Leslie. It's great talking with you again. Sure. And we really appreciate you calling into the show, of course. So thank you for that. Let's turn to Paul in Fort Lauderdale. Paul, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
That last caller was very, very like kind of what I wanted to talk about. Like it changed direction, like, but when I just want to follow up, actually, like she was saying, people that get hangovers and stuff, I mean, it is kind of your choice to, you know what I mean? Like you're in control of your actions of drinking and stuff. So it's like,
yeah,
there's no excuse for that. And also if you don't want your skin, you shouldn't shower. You don't have to shower that much at all. Like the less you shower, it's just easier. Your skin looks better.
And I don't know. I might have to push back on that one. We work in a very close proximity, so everyone in the control room right now, daily showers are a requirement here.
true. But over time, your body just kind of knows what to do. Like, you know, like you can just get natural sprays. You know, I know it's hard for females, like my girlfriend, but she's been with me, you know, like she doesn't shower as much and she's noticed all her, you know, her acne. Everything has just shifted, you know, it's like, you know, like you shouldn't even touch the city water, you know, wear gloves, wear a hoodie when you're out in the sun. And then it comes to the cross to the point where, you know, organic, you know, I actually been a raw, like I'm 25. I've been a raw vegan since I was 16. You know, I don't eat any cooked food. I love you mentioned green tea when I was watching it. I was like, green tea.
I know, I drink it raw. I don't even put sugar in it.
I hate that feeling when you miss it, you know. But I try not to miss it. I drink it. I mean, I've been drinking it every day for like 6 years.
That's good.
And I'm like 25. Like I'm generation Gen Z, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
But I would say, yes, it's just hard to get like organic. I get it. But if you want to trick it, you know, like fasting for like, you know, 18 to 20 hours, like your body can like kind of reset. It kind of just knows what to do. Like, you know, breatharians, they start to, I know you can't go without food, but like, there's something, the less you eat, your body, it's insane. You don't lose muscle. You kind of just like stay the same, but that's a whole other thing. But then also,
I know, I was going to say, you want to talk about Gen Z.
There's so much. I know there's just so much stuff that's all loaded and who knows what's actually going on. And
yeah.
It's just crazy. But like comes across, I will get there, but it follows up right now what I'm speaking about actually, cause it changed my direction on all this, but,
mm-hmm.
I just drove from California. You know, I lived in Hollywood Hills for 5 years, and I just moved to, and I drove across country and to Florida. And it's crazy, you know, like every gas station, I literally cannot find anything organic. I can't find any food. It's like nothing but poison. And they look at me like I'm the crazy one.
Yeah.
Like, they're looking at me literally like I'm the crazy one, and I'm like, where's the food at? And they're rolling their eyes at me.
Paul, well, you know, Paul, I'm a Delray Beach girl, so I was about 20 minutes north of you back when I lived in Florida just a couple of months ago, I go to the farmer's market, and nothing was organic, so I know what you're saying when you talk about that. It was quite strange.
And I'm like, wait, this is this from Mexico, this is the same barcode. So you're telling me there's not even farmer's market. They go to the supermarket and set up a stand and call it a farmer's market.
I know. It's so discouraging because you want to support it's local, so but like, it's not local.
No, it's crazy. It's just like every nut's filled with seeds. Like, I know Kennedy, whoever is in charge, who the hell knows what's going on between who's in the house, and I don't even get there, but like, you know, how Kennedy said he's going to start with, you know, like, or Trump said he's going to ban fat people.
Like, the visas.
I'm fat phobic. Don't get me wrong, but let's go to the reason, like, what's happening. Like, there's poison everywhere. It's a drug.
Yeah.
These people are addicted to it. They're not, like, even themselves anymore. Yeah. You know, my parents have suffered. My whole family suffers from addiction and all that. Like, I've been there. Mm-hmm. I know how I've never did it myself, but my mom was a recovering crack, you know, heroin. I know what it's like. The foods are just like that. Like, she's recovered now. The foods are drugs, and these people aren't even in their state, like, right state of mind. You know, like Russell Brand and Alex Jones were talking about, or Alex Jones was talking about, like, how leaders, we don't pay them any attention because we're leaders, you know? And there's so many people that just don't lead older folks, you know?
Yeah.
They're not leading us. Like, if you're in a nicer house and a nicer car, teach me how you got that. Don't roll your eyes at me.
Yeah. Well, Paul, well, thank you for calling. I mean, it's always a good conversation. You know, I'm a Maha fan these days too. So it's good to have a conversation about how we could make food healthier for Americans and the lack of resources that we do have. So thank you, Paul, for that. All right, let's go to Bundy in Jacksonville. I guess everyone's from Florida right now. Bundy from Jacksonville, welcome to the show.
Hey, I was hearing you earlier trying to figure out a good term for the system, the justice system, the correction system. But we've been calling it a long time the collection system, because all they want is to collect money either from the taxpayers, the inmates themselves, the inmates' families. Everything's overpriced, phone calls, just the cost of staying there. And if it wasn't about money, then why are the ICE people treated better? I did 21 months of federal time recently after the J6 incident. And they wouldn't even give us free soap or shampoos or anything. But the ICE detainees, they got everything. Tablets, soaps, commissary. I mean, they got everything.
But yeah, was that when you were at the federal? Were you at federal facilities when that happened? Or was that local D.C.?
Oh, no. Well, I was in local D.C. for about a month. I had caught another charge when the feds raided my house. They hit me with 922G, so they found a little marijuana in my garage, so they said I was an illegal possessor, a prohibited possessor of my firearms. So because of a roach, they gave me a year and a half in.
That's wild.
And a year out.
I'm sorry, Bundy. That's horrible.
But yeah, it's all federal. They bounced me around like 10 times in the 21 months I was there.
That's really sad. I'm sure you're watching that Supreme Court case. I believe the Supreme Court's taking up a case very similar to that, if I remember correctly, in regards to firearms and whether people who use marijuana can obtain a firearm. I think that's, I'm getting that right. I think that's.
Oh, yeah. Similar. Yeah, I think I was either just getting out of prison or still in prison when the same Department of Justice said that there was no prosecutor that would have ever prosecuted Hunter Biden for being a crackhead and owning guns when, you know, I just smoked a little weed.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Yep. We'll consider it. Yeah. No, I mean, that's disgusting in itself. And I hate to hear that happen to you. We need a massive overhaul of our current, prison system. I mean, you know, sadly, good friend of mine, Bernie Carrick, passed away a couple of months ago, but he was somebody who was really passionate about that and was very excited for Trump to get elected because he wanted to fix the system. He knew firsthand when they went after him. I would say he was law victim number one, but they went after him after George W. Bush tried to appoint him or nominated him to run DHS, and then they shot that down. They went after him and persecuted him. He saw firsthand when they abused him, put him in solitary confinement, how corrupt the system was, and he wanted to correct it. I'm going to continue to apply pressure to the DOJ because the DOJ runs the Bureau of Prisons, and we cannot allow those who mistreated J6ers to get away with all of this. And again, we'll have Stuart Rhodes in studio tomorrow too, who could talk about all of this as well. But the fact that people are trying to sue, J6ers are trying to sue for what happened to them in prison, and sadly our own DOJ is saying that they have immunity when it comes to constitutional related issues, it's gross. And they're trying to get those lawsuits, that one lawsuit, dismissed. I'm all on board for this. I think we need to do a massive overhaul of our justice system itself, but most importantly, when we're putting people in prison, in jails, we need to make sure that we're not treating them poorly. People who are accused of crimes that are not egregious crimes, people who are supposed to be, you know, correcting their behaviors and trying to make sure that they are put on the right path and given the tools to do just that. I mean, that's the idea, as you said, of the correction system, but they're not doing any correcting. And, I'm talking to those who were there in federal custody for quite some time, and I'm sure you're aware of this probably too. Maybe you experienced this, they said that it was actually the easiest to get drugs and to get alcohol in the prisons itself because the cartels had a massive grip on the control of that and the flow of drugs coming into the prisons. So again, that's something that no one really talks about, how they use drones to get those things into the jails itself, the prisons themselves. But the federal government needs to do massive amount of correction because, you know, when you're sitting in federal custody, you should have access to soaps, you should have access to healthy foods. We should be at least doing just that to make sure that people, when they come out, they are reformed and not getting brought back into the system. But again, it's a whole profit system too that's really corrupt. And it really needs someone who's dedicated to fixing it. So, Bundy, thank you for calling the show. Folks, for all of you who called in today, I'm grateful for you doing just that. Thank you so much. We are short. We are out of time. I didn't even get to all of our stories today. But listen, I'll be back here again tomorrow, of course, bringing you a jam-packed three-hour show. As always, Stuart Rhodes will be joining me in studio, and he's got a lot to discuss in regards to the future of the Oath Keepers, in regards to how we make things right regarding the J6 persecutions. You know, I'm watching as Ed Martin is now speaking out and talking about what specifically he's working on doing. So we'll get Stewart's reaction to all of that. And Stewart's a Ivy League grad who actually was a criminal defense attorney, and they did all of this to him. So hearing his perspective on how we make things right will be very insightful, of course, and I'm sure all of you will look forward to that. So he will be here. I'll keep you updated as well on that J6 pipe bomber story on X. Give me a follow at Brianna Morello, of course. And we're going to follow what Steve Baker is doing as well. If we hear back from any of these three-letter agencies, I'll keep you posted, of course. In the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. It is 25% off site-wide, of course. Black Friday early start to the sale. Also, buy one, get one free on Methylene Blue. Head on over there today. All right, guys, Alex is next on The Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere.
There is a white supremacy problem, and it's weird, old, elitist white people that are literally manipulating everybody, killing each other so they can stay in power. And it pisses me off when I sit there pissed off watching this, watching these wild-eyed, crazy people that want to kill me because what color I am. I know who brainwashed them. I know who wound them up. I know who sent them. I don't blame the dumbasses. No, I blame Carville and John Podesta and the Clintons and Obama and the rest of them. That's who I blame. I know they got whistleblowers out the door at the DOJ. The problem is they don't have prosecutors with testicles to do the job. Can you feel the future? Can you feel the danger? Can you feel the destruction? I certainly do. But I don't think you dumbasses that serve evil do. See, you're in a new ball game. It's a new era. And you know what Thomas Jefferson said? The blood of patriots and tyrants waters the tree of liberty. And I don't want that. And there's a good chance we can avoid a lot of that, but not according to the left. They are just whole hog, let's get it on. And so, you know my view, I think it's your view, not out starting fights, not trying to get in trouble. But if people are looking for trouble, they came to the right place. If you want a war, you got one. If you have some need to be stomped into the ground, well, you came to the right place with the American people. Because America was asleep
and you thought we were intimidated while you pissed in our faces and did all this to us. No, people were asleep. The spell is lifted. It's over. You need to learn to look at a weather vane and see which way the wind blows. It's blowing against you. And this wind, this headwind, is unstoppable. The only question is, are you smart enough to understand that? Surrender is your only option. Surrender now. Give up now. Stop now.